Welcome to game number one, part two of the 2021 Tenora Rams boys baseball season. Coming up live from Tenora High School is the Tenora Rams hosting the Toledo St. John Jesuits Titans. Saturday's afternoon opener at Paulding was postponed due to the weather conditions for the Rams. This is also the Titans season opener as well. The Rams of Tenora come in representing the GMC, the Green Metals Conference, while the Titans from Toledo St. John's come in representing the TREC, the Three Rivers Athletic Conference. Today's Batten Stevens first pitch is set for 5 p.m. Science Excavating offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Science Excavating can assist with your general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. Science Excavating is the official pregame sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Spring Sports Season. For all your excavating needs, call Josh at 419-769-2290. Trucking needs, call Brad 419-481-3738 or visit them on Facebook or scienceexcavating.com. Rams of Tenora are coming into the 2021 season with a very experienced, balanced, and talented roster. Rams had 34 kids out, spread over three teams, varsity, junior varsity, and freshman. Very nice problem to have for the Tenora Rams coaching staff. Tenora will bring a very experienced team at every position, including a very deep but inexperienced pitching staff. The Rams are bringing back six seniors and eight juniors to the 2021 baseball team. St. John's comes in also with a very experienced team. The Knights have a roster filled with eight seniors, seven juniors. Knights also have a great depth problem with 22 kids on the varsity roster. St. John's finished the 2019 season with a share of the TRAC championship. Knights were 21-7 way back in 2019. Head coach Sam Fisher, it's his first season. Fisher took over for Craig Meinzer in the fall of 2019. Meinzer went on to accept a assistant coach at Owens Community College, assisted by Eddie Zimke. Casey Dipman, pitching coach is Billy Tardowski Jr. Trainer, Ashley Wagner. Dr. Chris Bergman. Their Division I colors are navy blue, gold, and black. They have four track championships, 2019, 15, 14, and 2012. Tenora Rams are coached by head coach Brett Renolet. Since 22nd season, 343-133, four final four appearances, 2011, 12, 13, 14, one state title in 2014. Eight GMC titles under Coach Renolet, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 17, 18, and 19. Rams are Division III. Colors are forest green and white. Superintendent Nicole Wells, Principal Eric Tipton, Athletic Director Mr. Craig Rutter. Rams colors are forest green and white. GMC Conference is their affiliation. Last time the Rams took the field way back in May of 2019, the Rams graduated six players from that team, so we'll honor them. 2019 GMC Player of the Year, Spencer Gizegi, Colin Darrow, Ty Norton, Alex Henry, Jonah Jimenez, and Trey Hurt. Last year, 2020, the Rams did not have any seniors. So wherever you are and however you may be listening, thanks for tuning into this afternoon's game live from Tenora High School. Coming up is the Tenora Rams and the St. John's Titans in high school baseball. The Rams wearing black jerseys, forest green numbers, white trim, gray pants, forest green hat. Titans all gray, navy blue numbers with gold trim. We'll try and run through the lineups here. Anybody knows Coach B already likes to start about 10 minutes early. So in the field for the Rams, Corbin Castile on the mound. Ben Mendez catching, Bryce Bailey at first, Cole Camaso at second, Kason Wolfram at third, Marcus Grube at short, outfield left to right, Nolan Schaefer, Max Grube, Zach Pichella, Andrew Imthern will be DH'ing tonight. Throw down to second base. Quickly, we'll go through the Titans lineup. Nick Pete leading off playing shortstop. Reese Maggers batting second and in right field. Trey Lake, second base, batting cleanup. Ryan Snyder in center. Carson Toth in left. J.P. Wagner at third. Reese DeSale at behind the plate. Carter Bukowski at first base. Andrew Pelock, DHN, and on the mound, Jacob Davis. Sunny, windy, very chilly, 52 degrees. First pitch here inside, And the 2021 season is underway for both Tenora and Plato St. Jesuit. Castile, tall, lanky right-hander, pitches out of the windup, swung on and missed, evens the count at 1-1. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Starting a little bit early, as we normally do here at Sonora. Outfield, playing straight up. Wolfram in at the bag at third. Rest of the infield is playing straight up as well. 1-1 pitch coming. A little bit high, ball two. Steele gets the sign. Long look in. 2-1 pitch. Inside corner, strike two, evens account at 2-2. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this Monday afternoon. Landscape looks a little different from the Tenora school-wise from the last time we were up here. 2-2 pitch coming to Pett. Swung on ground at first base. Ice scooped up by Bailey. Runs to the base for the first out. Retires Pett unassisted. Bring up Reese Maggers. Batting second. Batting from the left side. We'll be playing in right field. Again, for those of you just tuning in, we start a little bit early as we normally do here at Tenora. 5 o'clock start time, but usually BR lights that start about 4:50. First pitch high and away. Counts 1-0 to the number two hitter, Reese Maggers. From the stretch, Castile. Inside corner, strike one, even the count at 1-1. One out here at the top of the first, no score, just underway here from Tenora. 1-1 pitch inside corner, did not get the call on that one. Goes to two balls, one strike to Reese Maggers. Two, one pitch, little outside, ball three. Knights are a Division I school coming in from Toledo. I believe this is the first matchup between these two teams, if I can recall. Castile looks in, gets the sign. 3-1 pitch coming, swung on, little blue behind third base, and Schaefer unable to make the play. Into second base for a double goes Reese Maggers. It looked like a little blooper behind Wolfram, but then the wind blowing from right to left. So Maggers is on with a one-out double. Bring up Troy Lake. Trey Lake, batting third, playing second base. Runner from second gets his lead. Maggers with the lead. Castile looks back. Pitch in. Little outside corner. Strike one. For those of you tuning in, we do have a little bit of video. It's not very clear because we're looking through a chain link fence. So we'll try and work on that in the next couple days, see if we can have a better setup. But that's what we have for now. Also available on audio. Pitch swung on, foul third base side, out of play. Evens the count at 0-2 is the count. My apologies. Lake bats from the right side. Castile on the mound for the Rams. Sophomore throws from the right side. Rams 3-time defending GMC champ. Meeting on the mound between Mendez and Corbin Castile. Rams in the black uniforms, gray pants, forest green ball caps, and St. John's in the all grays, navy blue numbers, gold trim. 0-2 pitch coming. Castillo long look in. Looks back at the runner. Lee Mangers from second. Castillo pitch driven to center field. Back making the play. Max Grube for the second out. Fires back into the infield. No tag by Mangers. That's out number two. Lake hit it right on the head, but right at Max Grube, who tracked it down in center field. Good to see Max back healthy this baseball season. I think Max only played one game last year. He had a thumb problem, I do believe. So two outs here in the top of the first. No score. Runner at second base takes the lead. Brings up Ryan Snyder. Snyder playing center field, batting cleanup. First pitch to Snyder from Castillo. A little bit high. Ball one. Again, thanks everybody for watching on Facebook Live and those of you listening on TenoraRams.com. We appreciate that as well. Sophomore for the Rams, Corbin Castile gets the sign, looks back at the runner, Maggers from second, long look, throws to the plate, breaking ball stays inside, that hits him off the elbow, Ryan Snyder. Snyder will head down to first base, hit by a pitch. We'll put two runners on here at the top of the first inning. Titans threatening, have not scored yet. Runners at first and second. That will bring up Carson Toth. Toth playing in left field. Bats from the right side. Steele looks the runner at second. Fires to the plate. Breaking ball. Catches the corner on the outside. Strike one. Sunny and 52 here at Tenora. Wind blowing from right field to left field. Steele checks the runner. Throws to the plate. A little bit low. When Mendez fires down to second base. Back in with the head first slide is the runner. Mangers, the ball trickles away, but not far enough to advance. Scooped up by Marcus Grube. Grube playing shortstop. For those of you guys just joining us, we started just a little bit early here at Tenora. No score, top of the first inning. Titans threatening with runners at first and second. No score. Two out here. Carson Toth at the plate. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. J.P. Wagner on deck. Maggers at second. Snyder at first. Snyder hit by a pitch. Steal from the stretch. 1-2 pitch coming, laced down the left side, foul. Count stays at 1-2. Steele on the mound, Mendez behind the plate, Bailey at first, Cole Camaso at second, Marcus Grube at short, Kason Wolfram at third. Schaefer in the left, Max Grube in center, Zach Spicella in right. 1-2 pitch coming from the sophomore Castillo. Righty looks back at the runner, throws to the plate, a little bit outside. Nice stop by Mendez. Counts even at 2-2. Steele looking in, looks at the runner at first, now looks at the runner at second. 2-2 pitch coming from the righty, outside off the glove of Mendez to the backstops. Runners will move up one base each. Wide turn by Maggers at third. So who'll move up on the pass ball? Maggers at third, Snyder now at second. Full count to Carson Toth. Sophomore Coben Castile getting a start for head coach Brent Renelet and the Rams here. The season opener, pitch coming. Laced in the center field, Grube comes on. Can't make the play, runner from third scores. Here comes the runner from second rounding third, and he also scores. Two RBI single by Carson Toth, giving the Titans an early 2-0 lead here in the first inning. That will bring up J.P. Wagner. Wagner bats from the left side. Infield playing straight up. Outfield playing straight up as well. Steele looks at the runner at first toss. Throw is over there. He's back with the head first slide. Sam Fisher, in his first season as head coach of the Titans, was named coach in 2019, obviously with last season basically being eliminated as far as a official standpoint. Most teams played summer ball, but nothing actually counted statistic-wise. Second throw down, and with a stolen base, center field, or the ball goes into center field. Toth gets himself up, goes over to third base. So it was a stolen base and an error on the throw into center field. So Titans with an early 2-0 lead. Now we have a runner at third. That was a ball on the pitch, so the count is 1-0. Wagner's still at the plate. Steps in. Left-handed batter, Castile for the Rams. Righty looks at the runner, fires to the plate. Breaking ball inside. Doesn't get the call. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Season opener for both teams. Rams opening game was weathered out on Saturday. Both teams were on the field at Paulding. The game just never got underway. Early started at 11, which is a typical Saturday start, I guess, but extreme fog down in Paulding County, along with dew and the cold weather. Both Barton and Renolette said, we'll postpone the game. Pitch skied. Out goes Grube. Can't make the play into shallow center field. Off his glove into second base will be J.P. Wagner. It was a high ball, but playable. Wind blowing in. Just tipped off. Groove went out into shallow center field. Max came in. Marcus came out. Just tipped off the glove of Max Groove, or Marcus Groove, playing shortstop. Three nothing Titans early on here. First inning, still batting. Runner at second. Two outs. Bring to the plate. Reese DeSale. DeSale behind the plate for the Titans. Castile to DeSale. First pitch catches the outside corner. Strike one. Sunny and 52 here at Sonora. Rams will be at Macomb tomorrow. Day off Wednesday. Typical day off for high school athletics. Pitch coming outside. Mendez fires down to second base. Runner back in with a head first dive. J.P. Wagner down there. Carter Binkowski on deck, followed by Andrew Pilot. Look back at the runner. Steele fires. Fouled back. Mendez underneath it. Doesn't make the play off Mendez's glove. Rams with the early season jitters here. Pop up right behind the plate. Mendez was in position to make the play. Just tipped off the end of his glove. So Reese DeSale has new life. Sale batting from the right side. Runner still at second base, J.P. Wagner. 3-0 here, top of the first inning from Tenora. Corbin Castile with the sign, throws in, check swings, strike three, called. So that'll be the end of the first inning here at Tenora. Titans of St. John's strikes for 3 runs on one base hit, 2 Ram errors. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning here at Sonora with the score, the Titans 3, Rams coming to bat.
BSN Sports, the recognized leader in team athletic gear. BSN forms partnerships with educators, coaches, and students to build school pride, student engagement, and community spirit. Our partnerships give you access to the most brand names in the industry with all of the hottest products at the best prices. From Nike to Wilson to Under Armour, we can customize any team needs. Since 1972, BSN Sports has brought you the brands that make you untouchable on the field, the court, or anywhere else you play your sport. Contact BSN local sports rep Jim Gares for any of your sports needs at 419-576-8940. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here. Top or the bottom of the first inning, Rams will send to the plate Schaefer, Marcus Grube, Andrew, and Thurn. Camaso batting cleanup, Jacob Bailey, Kason Wolfram, Zach Spicella, Ben Mendez, and batting ninth, Max Grube. Jacob Davis on the hill for the Titans. Davis, a right-handed senior. Reese DeSale behind the plate. Carter Binkowski at first. Trey Lake at second. Nick Pett at shortstop. J.P. Wagner at third. Outfield in right field. Carson Toth, center field. Ryan Snyder, right field. Reese Maggers. DHing will be Andrew Pilak. Titans with three here in the top of the first inning. Grab an early 3-0 lead. Three runs, one hit, two Ram errors, and one left on base in the top of the first inning for St. John's. Jacob Davis with the sign. Schaefer in, right-handed batter. First pitch to Nolan Schaefer. A little bit outside, ball one. Schaefer, Grube, and Thurn, first hitters for the Rams. 1-0 pitch coming from Jacob Davis. A little bit low, ball two. Davis hard-throwing right-hander. 4 St. John's. Wind up from Davis, 2-0 pitched outside, ball three. Last official season, the Knights were 21-7 way back in 2019. 3-0 pitch coming from Davis to Schaefer, a little bit low, ball four. Rams start off their half of the season with the walk. Nolan Schaefer trots down to first base. We'll bring up Marcus Grube. Threw over Schaefer back with the head first dive. Marcus participated in the District 7 All-Star game yesterday. I think he was in the three-point shootout, I do believe. Pitch coming. Schaefer gets halfway. Doesn't go. Pitch ball one. 3-0 Titans, just underway here at Sonora, bottom of the first inning. Season opener for both teams. Davis throws, catches the corner, evens the count at one ball and one strike. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in this season opener here at Sonora. Sunny and 55. First pitch was at 4:53, a little bit ahead of schedule. Davis from the stretch throws, Grube fouls it off first base side. Jacob David looks over at the runner, Schaefer. 1-2 pitch coming to Grube, fouls it back out of play. Count will stay at 1-2. Rams will be at Macomb tomorrow. Thursday here versus Fayette. Throw over. Schaefer back safely. One, two, count on group. Nobody out here in the Rams. Bottom of the first inning. Rams trail 3-0. 3 2-out runs in the top of the first for the Titans of St. John's. Davis throws to the plate. Pitch strike three called. Schaefer back head first. The throw down to first. From catcher to Sale. Almost in time. So Grube is down on strikes for the first out. I'll bring up Andrew M. Thurn, DHing this afternoon. Thank you, David Trunk. Sunny in 88 where you're at. It's always a lot better where you're at in Arizona. Davis looks over. One out. Pitch to M. Thurn comes straight back here. Strike one to Andrew. Schaefer with the leadoff walk. Remains there with one out. Cole Camaso on deck for the Rams. Jacob Davis fires to the plate. There goes Schaefer. Throw down the second base by DeSale. Goes into the center field. Schaefer gets back up. Heads over to third base. Stolen base and the error on the throw. So Noah Schaefer moves into scoring position for the Rams. M. Thurn at the plate for the Rams. Titans with a early 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning from Tenora High School. 1-1 pitch from Davis to M. Thurn. Outside corner, strike two. Schaefer at third, one out, 1-2 pitch from Davis to M. Thurn coming. Hit right field side, Reese Maggers. No, the second baseman makes the play. Trey Lake unable to tag as Schaefer. Throw comes in, nice block by DeSale. M. Thurn flies out to the second baseman for the second out as shallow right field he flew out to. So with two outs, bring up Cole Camaso. Camaso playing second base for the Rams. Jacob Davis throws just a little bit outside. Carol, I think you can attend these games as long as you wear a mask, I think Coach Rutter said. So as long as you have a mask, you can come out to the track, baseball, softball this spring. 1-0 pitch, shallow right field, out to make the play. Retiring Camaso is the second baseman. Trey Lake, the Rams threaten, but do not score. Schaefer gets as far as third. To retire the side. We'll head to the top of the second inning here from Tenora High School. It is St. John Jesuit Titans 3, the Tenora Rams nothing. We'll be back right after this.
Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal project. Signs Trucking Service can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66 North, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. Visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your Tenora Rams Live pregame sponsor, says go Rams. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at maumeetitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season.
Back here at Tenora High School, top of the second inning. St. John's 3, Tenora nothing. All runs in the first inning were with two outs. So key hitting for the Titans and head coach Sam Fisher in his first season Technically, Sam took over in the fall of 2019. Kowski, Pilock, and Davis, first three batters here. Carter Bukowski, first baseman, bats from the left side, wearing number three on his road gray uniform. First pitch. I turned on the crowd mic a little bit louder, so you guys may hear some stuff in the background that you probably don't want to hear sometimes, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. 1-0 pitch from Castillo coming inside corner. Strike one. Evens account at 1-1. 3-0 Titans. Top of the second inning here from Tenora High School. Sunny and 54 at the first pitch. Sophomore Corbin Castillo on the hill for the Rams. Pitch laced in the gap. Schaefer chases it down. Picks it up. Rounding first base. Heading for second. Bukowski with a stand-up double to lead off the second inning here for the Titans. Bring up DH Andrew Pilock. Jacob Davis on deck. So Bukowski batting number seven in the lineup. Places a leadoff double. Steele looks back at the runner at second base. Bukowski fires to Pilock outside, ball one. Nice stop by Ben Mendez. Steele with the long look in. Sophomore righty looks back at the runner. Still looking. Steps off, throws back, or fakes a throw back. There's nobody there. Wind's blowing right to left here at Tenora High School. Runner at second base. Short lead. Castillo to the plate outside. Nice stop by Ben Mendez again. Ball two. To the DH Pilock. Steele looks back at the runner. 2-0 pitch coming to Pilock. Hammered third base side off the bag. Into play around third comes Bukowski. He will score. Pilock at first base with a single. Laced it down the third base side off the bag. Wolfram retrieved it in shallow left field. Titans lead 4-0 here. Top of the second inning. Bring up number nine hitter Jacob Davis. Davis on the hill. Throws right, bats left. Jacob Davis. Throw to first base. Back with the head first dive. Andrew Pilock. And thanks everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live and on the radio app here for the home opener / season opener for the Rams. Home opener for the Titans from St. John's. Steal from the stretch. Outside corner. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Nobody out here. Top of the second inning. Titans lead 4-0 over the Rams. I think the Rams have 10 Division I and Division II opponents on their schedule this year. This is the first of the Division I opponents. Runner goes. Throw down by Mendez. Not in time. Stolen base by Jacob Davis. Or Andrew Pilock. Jacob Davis at the plate. My apologies. So a stolen base by Pilock. Davis to the plate with a 1-1 count. Still nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Castillo looks at the runner, throws it to the plate, breaking ball inside. Again, nice stop by Ben Mendez. Again, this season, like the past two, I think Mendez and Schaefer will alternate the catching duties for the Rams. Steele looks at the runner, 2-1 pitch coming to Davis. Fouled back. Strike two. Evens the count at 2-2. So if anybody just tuning in, you are allowed to attend spring sports this season. I believe from Coach Rutter said as long as you wear a mask, you should be fine. So think back a year ago when we couldn't basically do anything. So 2-2 pitch, stays outside, ball three. Softball season opener, I believe it's Saturday. Doubleheader here versus Patrick Henry. Rams will be at Hilltop Saturday. Pitch coming, stays high, ball four. Jacob Davis draws a walk. Go to the top of the order. Maggers at the plate. Throw down, they got the runner. Off throw to third. To the backstop it goes. Runner will not go, but now runners are advanced to first and second. Maggers steps in. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. 0-1 pitch from Castillo. Lace right back at through the box. Picked up by Cole Comiso. Can't make a play. Scoring is Andrew Pelock. Moving over to third. Nick Pett. Maggers on the air. I'll bring up Trey Lake. So 5-0, Titans with the lead here, top of the second inning. Steele throws a little bit high, ball one. One ball, no strikes, 5-0 Titans. Top of the second inning here at Tenor High School. Season opener for both teams. Track team, I believe, at Elmwood tonight. So best of luck to them. Pitch catches the corner, evens the count at 1-1. Still nobody out. Runners at first and third. Castillo throws. Runner goes down to second. Throw down by Mendez. In with a stolen base. Reese Maggers. Wolfram in at the grass at third. Runners take their lead from second and third. 5-0 Titans here. Castillo looks at the runner at second. Throw. Ball three. 3-1. Still nobody out here. Bailey at first. Comiso. Cole at second. Grub at short. Wolfram at third. Schaefer, Max Grub, and Spicella in the outfield. Left to right. Castillo from the stretch. 3-1 pitch, catches the corner, count goes to full, 3-2. Wind still blowing right to left. Steele looks back at the runners, take their lead from second and third, 3-2 pitch. Hammered by head coach Sam Fisher of the St. John Titans. First year for Sam. That was you popping in and out. Sam was took the head coach in the fall of 2019. 3-2 pitch for the Rams. Castillo, outside, ball four. Trotting down to first base, Trey Lake. Bases loaded, nobody out. Titans lead 5-0, 3 in the first, 2 in the second. We'll bring up cleanup hitter Ryan Snyder. Snyder hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Action in the Rams bullpen. Bases full of Titans. Check swing. Must have held it. No strike. So ball one. I believe Cade Vogelsong is in the Rams' pen. Pitch coming. A little bit high, but they call a strike. Even the count at one ball, one strike. Nobody out. Titans 5, Rams nothing here in the top of the first inning. This home opener, slice season opener for the Rams, and season opener for the Titans of St. John's as well. So Vogelsong getting his work in the bullpen. Castillo looks at the runners. 1-1 pitch, stays outside, ball two. Bases full of Titans. Leading 5-0, Castillo looks back at the runner. At second, glances at the runner at third. 2-1 pitch coming, hammered to Wolfram, off his glove, off the bag at third, scoring. Will be Nick Pett with the sixth run for the Titans. Nice effort by Kason Wolfram. So Snyder goes down to first base. The runners move up. Myers the third, Lake to second. Snyder at first. Stepping in, Carson Toth. Castillo throws. Pitch stays high, ball one. 6-0 Titans. 3 in the first. 3 here in the top of the second inning to grab a 6-0 lead early. Bases full of Titans. Still nobody out. Castillo throws. Ball batted into right field for a base hit. Scoring as a runner from second and first. 2 RBI single for Carson Toth. Magger scores. Trey Lake scores. Coach Renlett making a slow walk from the dugout to the mound. Titans lead 8-0. Still nobody out here. Cade Vogelsong will come in for Castillo. And we'll be back after this brief timeout.
The Law Office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. The Fired Stone Tavern is anything but basic. Stop out and enjoy a cold drink and a bite to eat. Fired Stone Tavern is the area's newest go-to for wood-fired pizza, burgers, and drinks that will blow your mind. With an industrial urban vibe, this wood-fired pizza and burger sports bar features an open kitchen concept with scratch-made food, from classic burgers and pizzas to a few chef-inspired new ones. Be sure to check out Firestone's specialty days. On Monday, it's pizza. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. And on Thursday, it's burgers. No plans for the weekend? Come see us at Firestone Tavern for pizza, ice cold drinks, and all the games on TV that you can handle. Located at 211 Carpenter Road at the Eagle Rock Golf Course. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Online ordering also is available, as well as free delivery over $60. Restrictions do apply. Be sure to visit them online at FiredStoneTavern.com or call at 419-785-4015. Firestone Tavern, your official sponsor of Tenora Rams Livestream Wrestling. BSN.
Back here, top of the second inning, pitching change. Cade Vogelsong on in relief of Corbin Castile. Titans of St. John's leading 8-0, runners at first and second, stepping in J.P. Wagner. Wagner reached on an error, his first plate appearance. Pitch coming from Vogelsong. Check swing, ball one.
Well, we're going to have to do something because he's going to get hit by the collar.
Toth at first, Snyder at second for the Titans. Vogelsong to the plate, 1-0 pitch, catches the corner, evens the count at 1-1. St. John's coming in, Division I school. Rams have, I believe, a total of 10 Division I and 2 teams on their schedule this season. Pitches all inside, count goes to 2-1. Wagner to plate, to sail on deck. Vogelsong looks at the runner at second. 2-1 pitch in the dirt to the backstop. It goes, runners move up. Mendez will chase the ball back to the backstop. Snyder goes down to third, Toth to second. Wagner with a 3-1 pitch, or 3-1 count in his favor. Vogelsong on the hill from the windup. 3-1 pitch from Cade. Check swing, ball four. Wagner will trot down to first base. Bring up Reese DeSale, the ninth batter to bat here in the top of the second inning. Titans lead 8-0. Senior Vogelsong, right-hander, throws, catches the corner, strike one. Bases full of Titans, still nobody out. Titans lead 8-0 here in the season opener for both teams. Sunny, a little bit chilly here at Sonora. Wind blowing right to left. First pitch temperature was 54 degrees. 0-1 pitch coming, hit right at. Wolfram picks it up, throws over to first base in time for the out, but scoring is Ryan Snyder. Run number 9 for the Titans. Moving up to third base is Toth. Down to second base is Wagner. DeSale retired 6-4 or 5-4. Carter Binkowski to the plate. Second time he bats this inning. Let off with a double in the gap. Hammer this one to center field. Grube comes on, makes a head-high catch for out number 2, going back to third base just in time. Carson Toth beats the throw in from Grube. Out number 2, Mikowski hit the ball right on the head, right at Grube. Bring to the plate, Andrew Pelock batting from the right side. Singled and scored, stole the base in his first at bat. Vogelsong, runners at second and third. First pitch coming, ball one low. 9-0 St. John's over the Rams here. Top of the second inning from Tenora. Vogelsong with the signs. Runners take their lead. 1-0 pitch is a little bit low. Nice block by Ben Mendez. Count goes to 2-0. Top of the order, Nick Pett on deck. Vogelsong on in relief of Castile. 2-0 pitch coming. Swung on, fouled straight back. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Titans with 6 here in the top of the second inning to grab a early 9-0 lead over the Rams. Rams at Macomb tomorrow, Thursday back here versus Fayette, Saturday at Hilltop. Monday here versus Elmwood. Tuesday at Rossford. Swung hit right at second baseman. Nice stretch by Bailey to retire P-Lock for the third out. However, Titans score 6 runs here in the top of the second inning to grab a 9-0 lead. We'll be back after this brief timeout.
Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal project. Signs Trucking Service can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66 North, Signs Excavating is family owned and operated since 1999. Visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your Tenora Rams Live pregame sponsor, says go Rams. Need some extra cash ASAP? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar for your used goods. Located at 5727 State Route 66 North in Defiance, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything from you. Well, almost everything. Anything goes from jewelry, game consoles, electronics, watches, to band instruments. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Char Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Visit them in person or online at WoodenIndianPawn.com or on their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn, your locally owned pawn specialist. Say go Rams.
Back here at Tenora High School, bottom of the second inning, Titans of St. John's with a 9-0 lead over the Rams here in the season opener for both teams. Titans with 3 in the first, 6 in the second. Rams threatened in the first but did not score for the Rams. Jacob Bailey, Kason Wolfram, Zach Spicella. Bailey bats from the right side. Davis Wines fires inside corner, strike one. Bryce Bailey, my apologies, yes. Bryce at the plate, not Jacob. 1-1 pitch now to Bryce. Inside, Bailey leans back out of the way just in the nick of time. 2 balls, 1 count to Bryce, playing first base for the Rams. Swung on and missed strike two. Jacob Davis on the hill. Probably hits mid-80s, I would guess. 2-2 pitch coming to Jacob or Bryce Bailey. Gotta get on my basketball mode. Three-two pitch coming from Davis to Bryce Bailey, high and away. Oh, it called him strike three. Called on Bryce, so Bryce is down. Called out on the strikes for the first out. Bring up Kason Wolfram. Wolfram playing third base for the Rams. Jacob Davis on the hill. Reese DeSale behind the plate. Carter Binkowski at first. Trey Lake at second. Nick Pett at short. J.P. Wagner at third for the Titans. First pitch to Wolfram, outside, ball one, outfield. Carson Toth, Ryan Snyder, Reese Maggers. 1-0 pitch from Davis to Wolfram. A little bit low. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Wagner in on the grass at third. Outfield playing Wolfram straight away. 2-0 pitch from Davis outside, ball three. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live and the radio app. Appreciate each and every one of you on this home opener. Sunny but chilly here at Sonora. 3-0 pitch coming to Wolfram, strike one called. Wolfram's Pichello Mendez. Next three batters for head coach Brett Redolette. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch outside, ball four. Wolfram trots down to first base with a one-out walk. Rams second base runner here. Titans lead 9-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Live from Tenora High School. Zach Spicella steps in. Wolfram with the lead at first. Davis on the hill for the Titans from the stretch position. First pitch coming outside corner, strike one. I think Davis just does nothing but gas the way it looks. .61, .155 senior for head coach Sam Fisher. No balls, one strike. Wolfram with the lead. Pitch to Pichella outside. Even the count at 1-1. They did call it a strike. Strike two, my apologies. It looked to be outside. Umpire's getting cold already. 0-2 pitch coming to Zach inside. Throw down to first base. Wolfram back standing. 9-0 Titans here. Bottom of the second inning. 3 in the first, 6 in the second. 1-2 pitch for Rams right fielder Zach Spicella. Davis throws. Spicella fouls it into the glove of catcher Reese DeSale. Strike 3. So Spicella down on the strikes for out number 2. Bring up Rams catcher Ben Mendez. Wolfram with the lead at first, 2 outs. Pitch to Mendez, stays inside, ball one. Davis on the hill to steal his battery mate for the Division I St. John Jesuit Titans. 1-0 pitch to Mendez, outside, ball two. Pitch from Davis. Inside, ball three. Track team at Elmwood tonight. Softball in action Saturday versus Patrick Henry here. Our season over. 3-0 pitch coming. Outside, ball four. Mendez trots down to first base with a 2-out walk. Wolfram down to second base. Rams threatening. Trailing 9-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. They'll bring up number 9 hitter, Max Grube. Max missed all of last season. I think except for the last game Max played in here when we played Paulding, I believe, was the last game. Pitch to Max outside, ball one. Jacob Davis on the hill for Sam Fisher's Titans. First-year coach Sam Fisher. Runners take their lead for Tenora. 1-0 pitch catches a corner, outside corner, evens the count to Max at 1-1. Max, three-sport athlete here at Tenora. Baseball, football, and basketball for all 4 years. 1-1 pitch coming, low, ball two. Wolfram scampers back to second base. Mendez leads from first, Wolfram from second, 2-1 pitch coming to Max Grube from Davis outside ball three. Top of the lineup, Nolan Schaefer on deck for Tenora. Rams trail 9-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. 3-1 pitch from Davis coming to Max Grube outside corner, strike two. A very wide corner tonight. Full count, runners will be off on the pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch, low ball four. Max Grube takes the walk. Runners move up. Wolfram to third. Mendez to second. Max Grube trots down the first. Rams have the bases loaded. Sam Fisher to the hill for the Titans. Titans in the traveling gray, navy blue numbers, and gold trim. Three in the first, 6 in the second for the Titans. Rams threatening here with 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. Fisher back to the dugout. DeSail back behind the plate. Rams leadoff hitter, 3-sport athlete Nolan Schaefer steps in. Rams have a lot of 2 to 3 sport athletes on their team. Small schools usually have at least 2, sometimes 3. Pitch coming to Schaefer outside, ball one. And thanks everybody for tuning in on Facebook Live and the radio app. We appreciate that. Davis, 1-0 pitch coming, stays a little bit low. 2-0 count on Nolan. Marcus Grube on deck for the Rams. Nolan walked his first plate appearance. 2-0 pitch to Schaefer. Outside corner. Called strike. Ball two, strike one. 2 outs. Bases full of Rams. Davis throws. Outside corner. Strike two. Count evens on Nolan. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bases full of Rams. 2 outs. Rams trail 9-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Live from Tenora High School. Season opener for both teams. 2-2 pitch from Davis, breaking ball, fouled back. Count stays at 2-2. Davis with the sign from the windup. 2-2 pitch to Schaefer inside. Nolan tucked his elbow back just in the nick of time. Count will go to 3-2. Reynolds will be off with the pitch. Schaefer digs back in, bats from the right side. Jacob Davis on the mound. Full count. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Schaefer hits it back through the middle. Shortstop scoops it up. Pat over to first base to retire the side. The Rams threatened but do not score. They'll leave them loaded. We will head to the top of the third inning here at Tenora High School. St. John's Jesuit Titans 9. Tenora Rams nothing.
The law office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here, top of the third inning. Titans of St. John Jesuit lead the Rams of Tenora by a score of 9-0. Titans with 3 in the first, 6 in the second. Rams threatened in the bottom of the inning, but did not score. Top of the lineup, Nick Pett. Walked and scored his last at bat. Zach. Kate Vogelsong on relief for the Rams of Corbin Castile started for head coach Brent Renelet. Went just over an inning. Pett digs in, bats from the left side. Vogelsong throws first pitch, a little bit low, ball one. Vogelsong from the windup, 1-0 pitch. Must have been a little low and outside, ball two. Bryce Bailey, Cole Camaso, Marcus Grube, and Kason Wolfram at third for the Rams. 2-0 pitch, stays inside, ball three. Outfield of Schaefer, Max Grube in center, Zach Spicella in right. Andrew Imthern, DH for the Rams. 3-0 pitch coming, ball four. So Pett draws his second straight walk, tries down the first base. Bring up Reese Maggers. Vogelsong from the stretch, runner at first, nobody out. Top of the third inning, Titans lead 9-0. Vogelsong looks at the runner, Pett throws to the plate. Maggers leans back, ball one. Maggers, two runs, scored a stolen base, reached on an error his last time up. Pep, nice lead at first. Vogelsong throws to the plate, pitch stays high, ball two. Wind blowing slightly out to center field. Now it was blowing right to left. Now it looks like it's changed to not quite straightaway center field, but mostly center field. 2-0 pitch coming. Caught the outside corner. Strike one. Trey Lake on deck for the Titans. Titans lead 9-0 here at the top of the third inning, live from Tenora High School. Both teams' season openers. Throw over to first base. Bryce Bailey puts the tag on Pett, but he's back safely with a head first slide. Maggers at the plate. 2-1 count. Vogelsong on the hill for the Rams. Mendez behind the plate for Tenora. Vogelsong's 2-1 pitch. Stays low. 3-1, nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Runner at first base. Pett Maggers at the plate. Lake on deck. Division I St. John Jesuit Titans in for the season opener. Rams will play at Macomb tomorrow. Pitch off of the elbow of Maggers. He will trot down the first base. Hit by pitch. We'll bring up Trey Lake. Lake. Playing second base. Walked and scored his last time up. Flew out to center field his first time up. Bryce Bailey on the grass at first. Wolfram back at third outfield. Shaded a little bit to the left side. Vogelsong looks at the runner. Pitch a little bit low. Nice stop. Mendez. Ball one. No strikes to Trey Lake. Ryan Snyder on deck. Still nobody out. Titans lead 9-0 here in the top of the third. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. even the count at 1-1. Cade Vogelsong on the hill. Trey Lake at the plate. Pett at second. Maggers at first for the Titans. Vogelsong looks back, throws, nobody there. Maggers goes back to the base at second. Vogelsong from the stretch. Pitch laced down the left field line. Foul. Count will go to 1-2. Top of the third, 9-0 Titans with the lead. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Trey Lake at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Vogelsong on the hill for Tenora. Cade gets the sign. Pitches from the stretch. Looks at the runner a second. Pitch swinging. Little bloop. Second base. They can't make the play. Throws over to third. They got the runner. Wolfram can't make the play. Ball goes to the backstop. Scoring all the way from second base will be Nick Pett. So I don't think it was high enough to be the infield fly rule, but it sure the heck was close. It was a little bloop over the pitcher's head. No infield fly was called. So runners at second base. 10-0 Titans with the lead. Ryan Snyder at the plate. Lake down at second on the, I don't know what you call it. I guess it was a hit. Takes off, heads for third. Mendez with the ball in the dirt. Nice stop, but Trey Lake trots down to third. So technically, you'd have to give a hit to Trey Lake because a little blooper over the pitcher's head. Cole Camuso came on and looked at it. Like he was an infield fly, but there was no infield fly called. Time he picked it up and threw the third. Wolfram couldn't make the play. Pitch goes to the backstop. On to score run number 11 for the Titans. Pitch high and away. Ball one. Lake scored. Run 11. Snyder at the plate. 1-0 pitch coming from Vogelsong. A little bit low. Ball two. I guess it was ball four. So Snyder trusts on the first base with the walk. We'll bring up Carson Toth. Bryce Bailey down at first base will hold on Ryan Snyder. Toth will bat from the right side. Two singles and a stolen base for Carson Toth. Vogelsong pitch fouled straight back. Strike one. Outfield playing straight up infield as well. Bryce Bailey holding the runner on at first base. Vogelsong looks in. Pitch coming from the stretch. Swung on, fouled straight back. Strike two. J.P. Wagner on deck for the Titans.
Five.
Runner at first base, Snyder takes his lead for the Titans. off the plate. 0-2 pitch. Vogelsong throws over. Bailey puts a tag on him, but back with the head first dive is Ryan Snyder. Vogelsong from the stretch, 0-2 pitch to the plate, outside, ball one. Titans with three in the first, six in the second, and two more here in the third. Still nobody out. Runner at first base, Ryan Snyder. Vogelsong with the sign, pitch in the dirt, down to second base goes the runner. Count evens at 2-2. Snyder trots down to second on the wild pitch. J.P. Wagner on deck. 2-2 pitch from Cade Vogelsong to the plate. Swung on hammered center field right at Max Grube. Max Coast puts it away for out number one. Off hit of the liner right at Grube. Out number one. Bring up J.P. Wagner. Walked his last time up. Reached on an error, his first plate appearance. Bat from the left side of the plate, J.P. Wagner. Wagner, a sophomore on the Titans baseball team. First pitch inside. Backs Wagner up a bit. Runner down at second base. Ryan Snyder. Vogelsong's 1-0 pitch. Catches a corner. Evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. 11-0 Titans over the Rams here. Top of the third inning from Tenora High School. Full of song. Pitch inside. Ball two. Two, one. Pitch coming to Wagner. A little bit high. Ball three. One pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Reese DeSale on deck. J.P. Wagner at the plate. Vogelsong on the hill. 3-2 pitch coming. Swung on, fouled. Or to the Rams side. Count will stay at 3-2. Vogelsong with the sign. 3-2 pitch from Cade to the plate. Swung on, fouled off right side out of play. Count will stay at 3-2. Vogelsong will smack the runner. 3-2 pitch coming. Low and inside. Off the shin guard of Mendez. Down to third base goes Ryan Snyder. Down to first base goes J.P. Wagner. Stepping into the plate, catcher Reese DeSale. Sale struck out looking his first time up and ground unassisted to Bryce Bailey his last time up. Titans have runners at first and third, leading 11-0 here in the top of the third inning. One out. Cade Vogelsong on in relief for the Rams. Corbin Castile. Pitch stays high. Ball one. DeSale bats from the right side. Vogel song from the stretch. 1-0 pitch coming. Stays high. Ball two. Cade with the sign. 2-0 pitch. Catches the corner. Two balls, one strike. Runner still at first and third. One out here in the top of the third. 11-0 St. John Jesuits over the Rams here in the season opener for both teams. Rams will be at Macomb tomorrow. At home versus Fayette on Thursday. Pitch hit to the second baseman. Cole Comiso in position. Little circus catch for the herd out of the inning. So DeSale is retired by Comiso for the third out. Head to the bottom of the third inning here at Tenora High School with St. John's leading the Tenora Rams by a score of 11-0. We'll be back right after this timeout.
The Fired Stone Tavern is anything but basic. Stop out and enjoy a cold drink and a bite to eat. Fired Stone Tavern is the area's newest go-to for wood-fired pizza, burgers, and drinks that will blow your mind. With an industrial urban vibe, this wood-fired pizza and burger sports bar features an open kitchen concept with scratch-made food, from classic burgers and pizzas to a few chef-inspired new ones. Be sure to check out Fired Stone's specialty days. On Monday, it's pizza. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. And on Thursday, it's burgers. No plans for the weekend? Come see us at Fired Stone Tavern for pizza, ice-cold drinks, and all the games on TV that you can handle. Located at 211 Carpenter Road at the Eagle Rock Golf Course. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Online ordering also is available, as well as free delivery over $60. Restrictions do apply. Be sure to visit them online at FiredStoneTavern.com or call at 419-785-4015. Fired Stone Tavern, your official sponsor of Tenora Rams live stream wrestling.
Back here at Tenora, bottom of the third inning. Rams trail 11-0. Rams will send to the plate Marcus Grube and Drew Impthorne and Cole Comiso. Jacob Davis on the hill for the Titans. Righty throws. A little bit low. Ball one to Marcus. Marcus struck out looking his first plate appearance here in 2021. 1-0 pitch coming to Marcus Grube. Outside corner. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Nobody out here in the Rams. Bottom of the third inning. Titans leading 11-0. 1-1 pitch to Marcus. Fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. St. John's, one of the first of many Division 1 and 2 teams on the Rams schedule. St. John's Division 1. 1-2 pitch from Davis to Grube. Strike 3 called. Marcus caught looking for the first out here in the third inning. I'll bring up Andrew Impthorne. Flew out to the second baseman in the short right field his first time up. First pitch from Davis inside, ball one. Senior right-hander Jacob Davis on the hill for the Titans. 1-0 pitch coming. Outside corner. Strike one. Evens the count at one ball, one strike, one out here in the Rams. Bottom of the third inning. Trailing 11-0. Cole Comiso on deck for the Rams. 1-1 pitch coming from Davis. Hit into right field for a solid single. Andrew Impthorne rounds the bag at first. We'll hold on there. The Rams' first hit of 2021, courtesy of Andrew Impthorne. Cole Comiso to the plate. Impthorne at first, one out. Yeah, I hate Titans with 3 in the first, 6 in the second, and 2 in the third. Davis from the stretch position looks at the runner over at first base, comes to the plate, outside, ball one.
That was easy. Exactly. No, I mean, that's all Trent. He's not real fast, but pitches him in.
Cole popped out to the second baseman, his first at bat. Throw over, gets away. Imthurn gets up. Throw goes to the fence, chased down by first baseman Carter Binkowski. So Imthurn moves over to second on the error on the throw. Rams with a runner in scoring position, trailing 11-0 here at the bottom of the third inning in the season/home opener for the Tenora Rams in this 2021 season. Imthurn leads from second. 1-0 pitch coming to Cole Commisso. Jacob Davis from the stretch outside. Ball two.
Yeah, it's hard to butt.
Outfield playing straight up. Third baseman almost to the lip of the grass. At hammered in the gap. Over goes the right fielder. Nice play made by Reese Maggers for the second out. For a second there, it looked like it may get into the gap. Nice liner by Cole Commisso, unfortunately, right at right fielder Reese Maggers for the second out. I'll bring up Bryce Bailey. Bryce struck out looking his first time up. Rams still with a runner at second base. Now two outs here in the bottom of the third inning, trailing by 11. Davis's pitch, breaking ball inside corner, strike one. Count evens at 1-1. Jacob Davis is going to Kalamazoo. He's a Kalamazoo commit. So, very impressive here. Inside, off the back of Bryce Bailey. So Bryce will trot down to first base after being hit by the pitch. Bryce at first, Imthurn at second. Kaysen Wolfram to the plate for the Rams. Walked his first plate appearance. Rams with runners at first and second. Pitch to Wolfram from Davis outside, ball one. Singer Davis throws, catches the outside corners. Evens the count at 1-1, 2 outs for the Rams here in the bottom of the third. Threatening to score. Jacob Davis looks back at the runner. 1-1 pitch inside, skipping out of the way was Kaysen Wolfram. Zach Spicciola on deck for Tenora. 2-1 pitch from Davis to Wolfram. Outside corner, strike two. Runners take their lead. Davis looks back. 2-2 pitch coming. Wolfram fouls it back. Just to the right of us, count will stay at 2-2. Sunny and 55 here at first pitch. Pitch off the glove of catcher DeSale to the backstop. Runners move up a base. Imthurn down to third. Bryce Bailey down to second. Count will go full to Kaysen Wolfram at 3-2. Senior Jacob Davis on the hill for the St. John's Titans gets the sign. 3-2 pitch coming. Wolfram hits it to shortstop. Pat up with it. Fires over to first base. In time to get Wolfram to retire the side. Rams threaten.
Well, good luck, guys.
But do not score. Head to the top of the fourth inning here at Tenora High School with St. John's leading Tenora by a score of 11-0.
Need some extra cash ASAP? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar for your used goods. Located at 5727 State Route 66 North in Defiance, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything from you. Well, almost everything. Anything goes from jewelry, game consoles, electronics, watches, to band instruments. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Shar Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Visit them in person or online at WoodenIndianPawn.com or on their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn, your locally owned pawn specialist. Say go Rams. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here, top of the fourth inning at Sonora High School, the St. John Jesuits Titans leading the Sonora Rams by a score of 11-0. 3 in the first, 6 in the second, and 2 in the third for the Titans. Vogelsong on the hill. Corbin Castile started for the Rams. Went the first inning plus. Noah Rubel will pinch hit for the Titans of St. John. Sam Fisher will send up Rubel. Right-handed senior Cade Vogelsong on the hill for the Rams.
Didn't get into it the last several years, just been killing it. You would always say they didn't taste good, of course. Cookie's a cookie, no matter how good or how bad it was, you can still eat it. You know, put Goblet Crossing on them, you never know.
So Rubel will take over for Nick Pett at shortstop, I believe. Umpire getting all the changes here, so we must have a slew of changes coming. Nathan Freisner on deck for the Titans. Vogelsong with the sign from the windup. First pitch coming outside corner, strike one. Oh, one pitch from Vogelsong to Rubel. Stays outside. Evens the count at 1-1. Cade Vogelsong with the pitch fouled straight back. Count goes to 1-2. No action in the Rams bullpen, with the Titans leading by a score of 11-0 here at the top of the fourth inning. No changes on the Rams as far as defense. 1-2 pitch coming, outside corner, called strike 3. So Rubel down on strikes for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Stepping up will be Nathan Freisner. Freisner in the game. Pitcher Vogelsong stays high. Ball 1, no strikes. 1 out here in the top of the 4th. Titans 11, Rams nothing. Rams loaded the bases in the bottom of the inning. Bottom of the 3rd, but did not score. Threatened in the 1st. Did not score either. 1-0 pitch from Vogelsong. High and away, ball 2. Bryce Bailey at 1st. Cole Commonwealth at 2nd. Marcus Grube at short. 2-0 pitch Rube coming in. Max has the ball drop in front of him for a single for Freisner.
I'm the only one who's been eating it, so I and that time I could get it in there. And I was like, I don't want to snack, so I was like, oh, I got that in there, so I'll put it looking up there. I don't think it's not nothing but spoil. I think it's in the fridge.
Runner from first takes the lead. Ball one. Pitch from Vogelsong to Pet. Stays high and away. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. 11-0 Titans of St. John's over the Rams of Tenora here in the season opener for both teams. Two balls. No strikes. Pitch stays away. Three balls, no strikes. Three O pitch hit. Right side given chases. Camaso can't make the play. Hits his glove. Falls in fair territory. However, picks up the ball. Fires over to shortstop Marcus Grew for the force out at second, retiring Pet for the second out. So it's a single and a force out. Well, no, I don't think it's a single. It's just a force out. So 4-6 on the put out for the second out. Reese Maggers to the plate. First pitch to the lefty. Inside, strike one. Maggers has scored three runs, stole a base, reached on an error. Vogelsong throws over to first base, a little high. Nice catch, or nice grab by Bryce Bailey. Top of the fourth there, 11-0. Titans over the Rams. 0-1 pitch from Vogelsong. Hammered into right field for a solid base hit. Spicello up with the ball. Racing to third base. Mangers with a solid single. Where is that? First and third. Vogelsong with the pitch. Strike. One called. Noah Clemens on the pitch hit for Trey Lake. 0-1 pitch from Vogelsong. Swung on tap. Third base side. Foul. Scooped up by Tristan Burks. Burks in for Wolfram. So other than the pitching change, I believe that's the only defensive change for head coach Brett Marlette was Kaysen Wolfram being replaced by Tristan Burks. Corbin Castile started, replaced by Cade Vogelsong. 0-2 pitch coming from Vogelsong. A little bit outside. Ball one to Noah Clemens. Runners take your lead from first and third. Vogelsong on the hill. Noah Clemens pinch hitting. 1-2 pitch coming. Strike three called. So Clemens is down on strikes for the third out. That retires the Titans. No runs scored for the first time for the Titans. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sonora. 4-11-0 Titans. We'll be back after this timeout.
The law office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here, bottom of the fourth inning. Titans lead 11-0. Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters, thank you for being a winter and spring sponsor. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate everybody from this season opener from Tenora High School. Division I St. John's Titans in to open up against head coach Brett Renolette's Rams. Titans with a 11-0 lead. Rams threatened, loaded the bases last inning, but did not score. Davis still on the hill for the Titans. Bergman on to hit for the Rams. For Zach Spicella. Zach was 0 for 1. Bergman on. Pitch from Davis stays outside. Ball 1. Davis is 1-0 pitch inside. Bergman leans back. Junior Jaden Bergman in. 2-0 pitch coming from Davis. Swung on. Fouled back. Strike 1. 2 balls, 1 strike to Bergman. Jacob Davis has gone the distance so far for Sam's Fisher's Titans. Rams will be at Macomb tomorrow. Back here Thursday, the Fayette Eagles will be visiting. 2-1 pitch to Bergman, catches a corner, count evens at 2-2. 3 in the first, 6 in the second, 2 in the third, and scoreless in the fourth for the Titans. Rams have been blanked across the board. 2-2 pitch stays high, count goes to full at 3-2. To Bergman. Ben Mendez on deck for the Rams. 3-2 pitch from Davis. A little bit low, ball 4. Jaden Bergman works the walk here in the starts out the top of the fourth inning, trots down to first base. Stepping in, Ben Mendez walked his only plate appearance in the second inning. Bergman with the lead from first. Davis pitch throw down, back safely as Bergman. Rubel at first base now for the Titans. Taking over for Trey Lake. 1-0 pitch coming. Stays inside. 2-0 to Mendez.
Did you get your big check from Gordon?
Yeah, I think you said it was in there. Yeah.
Bergman leads from first. Davis from the set. 2-0 pitch coming to Mendez. Little blooper in the center field. Center fielder comes on, makes a head high catch. Ryan Snyder for out number 1. Mendez is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bring up Max Garou. Max walked his only play appearance in the second inning. Top of the order. Nolan Schaefer on deck. Bergman with the lead from first. Pitch coming. Catches the outside corners. 0-1 to Max. Davis throws. Grooves into the center field, chasing back as Snyder makes a head-high catch for out number two, retiring Max Groove. Max gave it a ride just right at Ryan Snyder. Bergman back to first base, now with two outs, top of the Rams' order, Nolan Schaefer. Marcus Grube on deck for the Rams. Davis Long look in, glances at Bergman at first, throws to the plate. Ball one to Nolan. One oh pitch to Schaefer from Davis. Tap third base side. Right over the bag. Into left field. Rounding the bag at second, but staying there is Bergman. Schaefer with a single for the Rams. Bergman at second, Schaefer at first. Two outs. Rams trail 11-0 here in the top or the bottom of the fourth. We'll bring up Marcus Grube. Marcus 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Both caught looking. Andrew Imthern on deck for Tenora. Davis pitched. Grube fouls it first base side out of play. Oh, one pitch, fouled back. No balls, two strike to Marcus. Pet, the shortstop, is going to Wooster College, and the pitcher, Jacob Davis, is going to Kalamazoo for the St. John's Jesuit Titans. Oh, two pitch coming. Pop, second base side. Making the play is Trey Lake to retire Marcus Grube for out number three. Head to the top of the fifth inning here at Tenora. Titans of St. John's 11, Rams of Tenora scoreless.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at maumeetitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here at Tenora High School, top of the fifth inning. St. John's 11, Rams nothing. Jacob Bailey on the hill and replacing Cade Vogelsong. Tyler Wimpkin behind the plate, replacing Ben Mendez. So Jacob will become the third Rams pitcher to work. Corbin Castile started, Cade Vogelsong in relief, and now Jacob Bailey to work the top of the fifth inning. Jacob Lanky Sr. throws from the left side. stepping in will be Zane Zeider for the Titans of St. John's.
That's what they were saying. I guess that's changed now. But I thought
Burks at third for the Rams, replacing Wolfram last inning. I think the rest of the Rams have stayed the same. Bryce Bailey at first, Cole Thomas was second, Marcus Grube at short, Burks at third, Schaefer in the left, Max in center, and Bergman may have moved to right field. In my old age, I can't see out that far, but is that Jaden out there in right field? We have like a 87 class reunion up here. None of us can see that far. Yeah. So, and Greg's up here, who's a year older than us, so I'm going to have to bring some binoculars next time. We have Denise. We have Doug, Lisa. All the Schaefer say hello, everybody out there watching and listening. And we, none of us can see. So the Rams have a new right fielder. It resembles Jaden Bergman. First pitch coming. Strike one on the outside corner.
Is this kid a senior? Pitching? Yeah.
Bergman with the sign. Or Bailey with the sign. Throws. Wimpkin behind the plate for the Rams. Zane Zeider at the plate, one ball, one strike, nobody out. Top of the fifth inning, 11-0. Titans lead. Bailey throws to the plate, stays a little bit outside. Ball two, one strike. Lefty Bailey's 2-1 pitch. Hammered. Left field back. And it's over the fence for a home run. Titans take a 12-0 lead. Nice shot by the sophomore, Zane Zeider. Bailey with the long look in, gets the sign, throws to the plate, outside corner, strike one. Braden DeGroff onto bat. Oh, one pitch coming from Jacob Bailey, outside corner, strike two. Braden DeGroff, a junior, batting from the right side. 0-2 pitch from Bailey. Outside corner, doesn't get the call. Wind blowing almost straight out now. Was blowing right to left at the start of the game. 1-2 pitch from Bailey. Swung on, hit left field. Nolan Schaefer were there to make the play, retiring Braden DeGroff for the first out of the inning. I will bring up J.P. Wagner. J.P. reached on the air and has walked twice. Bats from the left side. Lefty versus lefty matchup. Pitch stays outside. Ball one. Reese DeSale on deck for the Titans. 1-0 pitch coming from Jacob Bailey. Popped up. Grube going out. Schaefer coming in. Schaefer calls off Marcus to make the play for the second out of the inning into shallow left field. Nice play by Nolan. Reese DeSale will step in. DeSale has been up three times. grounded out to the second baseman, popped out to the second baseman, and was caught looking. Lefty Jacob Bailey on the hill. Two outs. First pitch. Tapped at the plate. Foul ball. Strike one. Oh, one pitch coming from Bailey from the windup. Hit third base side, just outside of the bag. Foul ball. Count will go to 0-2. Rubel on deck for the Titans. 12-0 Titans here in the top of the fifth inning. 0-2 pitch stays outside. Count will go to one ball, two strikes, two outs here. One, two pitch from Bailey. Yeah, Schaefer drifts back, looks at defense, has room, makes the play. Fourth, the third out of the inning. Nolan retired all three batters that inning, so for the first time. I guess the second time, Titans are held without a score. Head to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Sonora. Titans 12, Rams still looking for their first run here in the season opener.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at MaumeeTitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal project. Signs Trucking Service can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66 North, Signs Excavating is family owned and operated since 1999. Visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your Tenora Rams Live pregame sponsor, says go Rams. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. A pitching chain, lefty Reese Maggers on in relief of Jacob Davis, held the Rams scoreless over his four innings of work. Andrew Rimthurn will start the bottom of the fifth for the Rams. Andrew, one of the two hits I believe the Rams have. Titans did score last inning. My apologies on the solo home run by Zane Zeter. Lefty Maggers on in relief of Davis. Junior gets the sign, throws to him, third, strike one. Oh, 1-2, in third, swung on him as strike two. O2 pitch from Mangers to M. Thurn. A little high ball one. 1-2 pitch from Mangers to him, Thurn. Stays high, ball two. Possibly the last inning here with the Titans leading 12-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch to him, Thurn stays inside. Count goes to 3-2 to Andrew and Thurn. Three-two pitch coming inside, ball four. Andrew Intern will trot down to first base. Andrew's been on base twice this evening. Cole Camaso will step in for the Rams. Cole 0-2. Reese Maggers. On a relief of Jacob Davis for the Titans. Throws from the left side. Looks at the runner. With the lead, first pitch to Cole. Stays outside. Ball one. Titans with three runs in the first, all with two outs. Six in the second. Three in the third. None in the fourth. And a solo homer in the last inning for a single tally for their 12. 1-0 pitch stays inside to Cole Camaso. Count goes to 2-0. Tim Thurn at first base takes the lead. Bryce Bailey on deck for head coach Brent Reynolds Rams. 2-0 pitch from Maggers. Check swing. Caught the corner. Strike one. Two balls, one strike to the Rams. Cole Camaso. Titans in the all-gray. Rams with the black tops. Forest green numbers and gray pants. Pitch coming. Stays outside. 3-1 to Cole Camaso. Jacob Davis, a hard-throwing right-hander, held the Rams scoreless through the first four innings. He's going to Kalamazoo College. 3-1 pitch stays high. Ball four, trying down the first base. Cole Camaso, the first two Rams have reached base here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Reese DeSale with the timeout. Goes has a conversation with his junior pitcher, Reese Maggers. Conversation was brief. DeSale trots back to his position behind the plate.
Still got chickens?
M. Thurn at second. Cole Conso at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rams trailing 12-0 in the season opener. Tristan Burks on deck for the Rams. The lefty throws, swung on and missed. Bryce Bailey down on the count. No balls and one strike. Burks on a relief of Kason Wolfram at third. Back in the fourth inning. Runners take their lead at first and second. Bailey with a little inside handle. First baseman over to the second baseman. Called him safe, I believe. Bryce Bailey with a little inside-out nub shot to the first baseman. On safely. So the Rams have the bases loaded here with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. M. Thurn at third. Camaso at second. Bryce Bailey at first. Tristan Burks to the plate. Maggers on the mound. First pitch to Burks. Outside corner. Strike one. Rubel over at first base for the Titans. I don't know if he couldn't find the base or if Bailey just beat the throw. Regardless, he was safe. Count on Burks is one ball and one strike. Nobody out here. Rams with the bases full, trailing by 12. Here and possibly their last at bat. Pitch to Burks, check swing, stays high, ball two. M. Thurn at third. Camaso at second. Bryce Bailey at first. Suns right in the first baseman's eyes. 2-1 pitch coming, stays high to Burks. 3-1.
Well, eventually, if I will, I'll leave. But it was just kind of amazing just to see. It's like, oh, okay, let's see if they really answer this dud thing.
Reese Maggers with the sign. 3-1 pitch coming with the bases loaded. Burks fouls it off first base side. Count will go to 3-2.
Always had a couple of lands. Of course, the one decided to have a land that was like 20 below. So I went out one morning, hear one crying. Of course, one's already froze. That one didn't make it. But one.
Full count, bases full of Rams. Maggers throws Burks straight back. Fouls it off. Count will stay at 3-2. Mendez retrieves the ball at the backstop. We'll do it all over again. Runners take their lead. No place to put them. 3-2 pitch coming from Maggers to Burks. Hammers it in the hole between third and short. On the score is Imthurn. On the score is Camaso. Rams are on the board with two, trailing 12-2.
Play another inning here.
So Burks with a 2-RBI single. Rams 2 first runs. Bryce Bailey down to second. Burks on. Bergman to the plate. Mangus on the mound. First pitch to Bergman. Ball one. So I think that was Jaden Bergman out there in right field. So guess who has the best set of eyes in the booth? I guess that's me. 1-0 pitch. Pitch foul straight back. Denise says she can't see the right side of the field. So I don't know if... I don't know. From this vantage point, it looks like she can. So... it's 12-2. You got to have a little fun. 12-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rams trail by 10. 1-1, nobody out. Runners at first and second. Runners take their lead. 1-1 pitch coming to Bergman. Outside, ball two. Reese Mangers on a relief of Jacob Davis. Davis went the first four, limiting the Rams to two hits and no runs. Lefty Mangers fires. 2-1 pitch. Burks skies it to right field. Right fielder on to make the catch for out number two, retiring Bergman. For a second out. First pitch called strike one. I think there's only one. Pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Rams with runners at first and second. Burks at first. Bryce Bailey at second. No balls, two strikes. Just one out here. My apology. I think I said there's two outs or just one. Mangers ties his shoe. Ready for action. Gets the sign. 0-2 pitch coming. Ground ball, second base side, second baseman. Up with the ball. Fires on to first base to retire. I think that's Tyler Wimpkin. So that's the second out of the inning.
Oh, wow. Because he didn't throw the second. I wonder why.
I'll bring up Max Grubb. Rams now with runners at second and third, trailing by 10. Two outs. Max 0 for 1 with a walk. First pitch, strike one. need to freshen up on my baseball rules, but I think this would be the 10-run rule. I think it's 10 runs. Pitch coming. Ground ball, shortstop side. Shortstop with it. Nice throw over. Unable to make the play as the first baseman. Scoring will be Bryce Bailey. So Bryce brings the Rams' third run across the plate. Rams now trail 12-3. Burks moves up to third. Rube down to first. Top of the Rams order, Nolan Schaefer to the plate. Nolan with a single his last time up. Nolan 1-for-3. Runners at first and third. Rams trailing 12-3 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bangers fires inside, evens the count at 1-1-1. Marcus Grubb on deck for the Rams. Lefty Maggers throws over to first base. Back safely is Max Grubb standing up. One ball, one strike to Nolan. Two Rams are out. Rams with runners at first and third. Burks at third. Max at first. Pitch to Nolan, a little bit low. Ball to you, one strike. Maggers with the sign for the Titans. 2-1 pitch coming to Schaefer. Inside corner, strike two. Evens the count at 2-2. Two outs. Rams trail 12-3. Rams finally with three runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. St. John's is Division I school. Schaefer reaches out, pops it over. Comes the second baseman, races in to position, and makes a waist-high catch to retire to the side. Thought that was going to sneak in there for Nolan. However, it didn't. Head to the top of the sixth inning here at Sonora. The Rams finally on the board, but trailing 12-3.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit them online at maumeetitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal project. Signs Trucking Service can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66 North, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. Visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your Tenora Rams Live pregame sponsor, says go Rams.
Head to the top of the sixth inning here. The Rams finally broke through with three in the bottom of the fifth inning. However, trailing 12-3 here. Head to the top of the sixth. Jacob Bailey still under relief of Cade Vogelsong, who came in on relief of Corwin Castile. Lefty Bailey with the sign fires into the plate. First pitch is strike one. Noah Rubel on. Rubel hammers it over the shortstop head in the gap. Chasing it is Grubb and Schaefer. Grubb gets it at the base of the wall, fires it in, not before. Rubel rounds second base. He will hold on there for a leadoff double. Noah Rubel with a leadoff double for the Titans. Runner takes his lead from second. Bailey fires to the plate inside. Leaning back out of the way, Thomas Siros.
That's the only good thing about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Siros, a senior, on to pinch hit. Bailey's pitch outside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lefty Bailey looks at the runner, pitch to Zeros. Ground ball, third base side. Burks looks at the runner, fires over to first base. Scooped out, nice play. Bryce Bailey to retire Zeros. Top of the order, Nick Pett. Runner at second, runner at third. First pitch to Pett, hammered. Bergman going back, makes the play, tagging up, scoring from third base. For the Titans, 13th run. Is Noah Rubel. Pet going to Worcester College, which I was actually looking at trying to find. But so Pet's retired for the second out pitch off of Wimpkin's shin guards to the backstop. No runners on, however. Rubel scored on the Pet sacrifice fly. One ball, no strikes. Maggers at the plate, leans back. Maggers on in relief of Jacob Davis, who started the game. Blanked the Rams for the first four. Maggers came on in relief last inning, allowing three runs. Lefty Billy gets the sign, fires to the lefty Maggers. Strike one. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Top of the sixth inning, Titans 13, Rams 3. Here in the season opener for both teams. Lefty Jacob Bailey throws, hit, nice play, Cole Camuso in the hole to retire the side. Titans with one run to give them 13, leading the Rams by 10, 13-3. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning here from Toronto High School.
The law office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. BSN Sports, the recognized leader in team athletic gear. BSN forms partnerships with educators, coaches, and students to build school pride, student engagement, and community spirit. Our partnerships give you access to the most brand names in the industry with all of the hottest products at the best prices. From Nike to Wilson to Under Armour, we can customize any team needs. Since 1972, BSN Sports has brought you the brands that make you untouchable on the field, the court, or anywhere else you play your sport. Contact BSN local sports rep Jim Gares for any of your sports needs at 419-576-8940.
Back here at Sonora, head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rams trail by 10, 13-3. Mangers still on the hill for Sam Fisher's Titans. Marcus Gruber will lead off here at the bottom of the sixth inning, and Drew Linthern on deck. Marcus steps in 0 for 3. Second inning of work for Reese Mangers. First pitch to Marcus, ball one. Mangers, ball one pitch, a little outside, ball two. Lefty Mangers throws 2-0 pitch to Group inside, ball three. Caught the corner. Count goes to 3-1. Turn on deck, followed by Cole Comiso. 3-1 pitch to Marcus. Hit shortstop side in the hole. Pet Bobbles picks it up. Throws over to first base, but not in time. Marcus beats the throw. So Marcus will lead off the sixth inning. He'll be at first base. Andrew Imthern will step in. Andrew walked and scored his last plate appearance. Andrew bats from the right side of the plate. Mangus gets a sign, looks at the runner at first base, throws to the plate. Off the catcher's glove. Grube doesn't go anywhere. Ball one. Lefty Mangers 1-0 pitch. Imthern hammers at the center field. Center fielder goes back over his head. Can't make the play. Grube around second. Heads to third. Imthern at second. Marcus holds up at third. Rams will have runners at second and third. Nobody out. Ramp Cole Comiso for the Tenora Rams. Cole singles in the score to his last plate appearance. Cole 1-for-3 with a run scored. Imthern at second. Marcus at third. Cole at the plate. Bryce Bailey on deck. Rams trail by 10, 13-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Season opener for both teams. Lefty Mangers pitch high and away, ball one. One 0 pitch coming. Mangers throws. Hitting the center field, it's in the gap. Scoring will be Grube. Ball rolls all the way to the wall. Imthern rounds third. Will head to the plate. Comiso rounds second. Going for third. Throw in time. And he's out at third base. Nice relay. Got Comiso trying to stretch the double into a triple. Scoring on the play, however, is Imthern and Grube. Rams now trail 13-5. So it'll be a double for Comiso. He'll be out trying to stretch it into a triple. So Cole will be the first out at third base. Nice relay for the Titans. First pitch to Bryce Bailey. Strike one. Burks on deck for the Rams. Yes, for the Rams. Now trailing by 8, 13-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lefty Mangers throws. Pitch to Bryce Bailey. Stays high and away. Evens the count at one ball, one strike, one out. Bases clear of Rams now. Rams with 3 in the fifth and 2 in the sixth. Pitch to Bailey, swung on and missed. One ball, two strikes to Bryce Bailey. Bryce, a junior, starting at first base tonight. Could see some time in the outfield this season. 1-2 pitch from Mangers to Bailey outside. Count evens at 2-2.
Right. I always thought it was funny that Myers had the 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning for seniors. Well, seniors is up that early in the morning, you know. But there was some that get up early.
2-2 pitch coming, swung on and missed, strike three. Bryce down on strikes, swinging for the second out. Wolfram, or no, Tristan Burke's in for Wolfram, my apologies. Tristan came in for Kaysen in the fourth inning. Burke singled his last time up. Tristan steps in, first pitch, swinging, skies it to center field. In comes Snyder to put it away for the third out. Rams score two in the sixth inning to cut the deficit to 13-5. He will head to the top of the seventh inning here at Tenor High School. We'll be back after this.
Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal project. Signs Trucking Service can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66 North, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. Visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Science Excavating, your Tenora Rams Live pregame sponsor, says go Rams. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Top of the seventh inning here from Tenora High School. 13-5 Titans of St. John's Jesuits with the lead. St. John's, a Division I school, one of, I believe, 10 Division I and 2 schools on the Rams schedule this season. Jacob Bailey still on the mound for the Rams. Cormac Castile started, went the first inning plus. Cade Vogelsong came in relief. And then the last two innings, Jacob Bailey has been on the hill for the Tenora Rams. First pitch from Bailey. Swung on, hit between short and third for a solid single. Clements with a wide turn, hangs on a first base for a solid base hit. Bailey looks at Clements at first base, pitch. Swung on, hit center field, groove over the gap to make the play for the first out. Zider retired for the first out. First pitch to Groff called strike one. Runner at first. Noah Clemens, top of the seventh inning, 13-5. Titans with the lead over the Rams. Play with the pitch, hammered to third base. Nice play by Burks. Over to second, off the glove of Camaso into right field. Runner will stay at second base. So DeGroff on at first, Clemens at second. J.P. Wagner to the plate. Bailey's pitch, breaking ball, strike one to J.P. Wagner. Wagner 0-for-2 with two walks. Runners take their lead from first and second. The Sale on deck. Pitch. Throw down to second base. Back safely is the runner. J.P. Wagner, sophomore, bats from the left side of the plate. Runners at first and second. Bailey from the left side throws, pitch swung on, hammered into left field. Schaefer underneath it, a couple steps to his left for out number two. Wagner retired. Nolan with about five putouts tonight. Reese DeSale will step in. DeSale 0-for-4. So Titans now at first and second with two outs, leading 13-5. Jacob Bailey on the hill for the Rams. The lefty throws. Pitch stays outside. Throw down to second base. Goes into center field. Camaso can't make the play. Grube comes in to scoop it up. Runners now at second and third. Count is 1-0 to DeSale. Reese DeSale, senior catcher for Sam Fisher and the Titans. 1-0 pitch coming from Bailey. Hit right field. Spicella out there at place of Bergman makes the catch. Four out number three. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Sonora High School with the Titans of St. John's. Jesuit leading the Rams of Sonora 13-5.
BSN Sports, the recognized leader in team athletic gear. BSN forms partnerships with educators, coaches, and students to build school pride, student engagement, and community spirit. Our partnerships give you access to the most brand names in the industry with all of the hottest products at the best prices. From Nike to Wilson to Under Armour, we can customize any team needs. Since 1972, BSN Sports has brought you the brands that make you untouchable on the field, the court, or anywhere else you play your sport. Contact BSN local sports rep Jim Garris for any of your sports needs at 419-576-8940. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
All right, back here, bottom of the seventh inning, Rams trail 13-5. We think that's Keegan Miles stepping up to the plate, and that's who made the last put out in right field last inning was Keegan. Yeah, I think that's Keegan, so we're going to say it's Keegan. So if Nikki and Tim, if you're listening, Keegan will be up here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Rams trail 13-5. Still on the hill is Reese Mangers in relief of Jacob Davis, who started the game with the first four, did not allow a run, gave up just two hits. Rams have scored three in the fifth and two in the sixth to cut the lead to 13-8. All right, we're going to. My sports information department up here says that is Zach Spicella. So, sorry, it's not Keegan, it's Zach. Two balls, no strikes to Zach. Oh, good Lord. We see each other a lot here with all the kids that have graduated or will be graduating soon. But between football, basketball, Denise, Doug, Lisa, Greg. So the old class of 87 are kind of together quite a bit during the school year. Some of us, at least. 3-1 pitch. Coming next to Zach Spicella. Jaden Bergman actually replaced Zach earlier, so Zach is back in replacing Jaden. 3-1 pitch fouled off. Count will go to 3-2. Mendez on deck for the Rams. Full count pitch. Blooped over the third baseman's head into left field for a solid base hit. Zach Spicella. Rounds first base, holds on. Bring up Ben Mendez. Ben 0-2 was replaced by Tyler Williamson. Well, actually, Ben's 0-1. He walked his first plate appearance. My scorebook looks like one of those games last year when each team had like 35 kids on it. There's scribbles everywhere. Last year's unofficial summer league that we had. Banger still on the hill. Empire's his scorecard probably looks worse than mine. So he's trying to put Ben back in the game in place of Tyler. He probably doesn't have room. So Ben Mendez will step in with the Rams trailing 13-5, runner at first base. Zach Spicella takes his lead. Lefty Mangers fires first pitch, strike one called. Rams will be at Macomb tomorrow. We will not have that game, but we will have the game Thursday and hopefully Saturday from Hilltop. Back here Thursday versus Fayette at Hilltop Saturday. Pitch to Mendez, pops second base side. Second baseman out to make the play, Trey Lake. Mendez is retired for the first out. We'll bring up Max Grube. Max has been on base twice with a walk and a single. Mac is 1-2. Top of the lineup. Nolan Schaefer on deck. One out pitch. Two Max. Ball one. Spicella at first takes the lead. Titans lefty. Reese Mangers on the hill. 1-0 pitch coming. Called strike one. Fifty-four degrees at game time, which is like 7 hours ago, I think. At least it feels like it to some of us. Yeah. Pitch stays wide, two balls, one strike, one out. Schaefer on deck. Lefty Mangers looks at the runner, throws to the plate. Pitch stays low, ball three. Ed used to listen to some of these games, so. Ed Jimenez, if you're listening, next time bring us some pizza or something. And not Little Caesars. No. Drop zone pizzeria. We'll take that. Pitch goes inside. Ball four. So Max trots down the first base with his second walk. Spicella at second. Max Grube at first. Top of the lineup, Nolan Schaefer. Nolan with a single and a walk here in the season opener. Marcus Grube awaits on deck. First pitch hammered over the third baseman's head into left field for a solid base hit. Spicella holds at third. Down to second base goes Max Grube. Nolan on first base with a solid single. The Rams have loaded the bases here with one out. Trailing 13-5 here in the last bottom of the seventh inning. Mangers pitch to Marcus Grube. Outside corner, strike one. Imthurn on deck for the Rams. Lefty Mangers throws, pitch to Grube, hit right field side, giving chase, it drops in with a base hit. Scoring is Pichella, he beats the throw. Rams have reloaded the bases. Bloop single, Marcus Grube. Imthurn up for the Rams. Rams trying to make a game of this. Bases full of Rams. First pitch to Imthurn. A little bit low. Schaefer at second. Pitch hit into right field, scoring is Max. Down to third goes Nolan. Rams have reloaded the bases. Grube scores. Schaefer down to third.
Well, this is the last inning. We just got to keep. Well, we got one out.
Marcus at second. Imthurn at first. Meeting at the Hill. Sam Fisher out to talk to Reese Mangers. Cole Commisso will step in for the Rams after the meeting. Cole with a single and a double. Double's last plate appearance. Bryce Bailey waits on deck. Rams trailing 13-7. One out here. Bases full of Rams. Commisso steps in. Manger still on the hill. First pitch, low, ball one. Nolan Schaefer at third. Marcus Grube at second. Andrew Empton at first. 1-0 pitch coming. Caught the corner. Strike one. Count evens at one ball. One strike. One out. One time the Rams trailed 9-0. Cut it to 13-7. Bases full of Rams. Tapper third base side foul. Just outside of the Rams dugout. One ball, two strikes to Cole Commisso. One, two, pitch to Cole. Swung on, hammer to center field. Solid base hit. Schaefer on the score. All the other runners hold up. Nolan gives the Rams run number 8. 13-8. Bases still full of Rams. Marcus down to third. Andrew Imthurn down to second. Cole Commisso on at first. Bring up Bryce Bailey. Bryce with a run scored tonight. Rams trail 13-8. Bases still full. Mangers pitch to Bailey inside. Nice stop by Reese DeSale. Freshman with the win against Lincoln View 7-4 tonight. 13-8 here. Pitch to Bailey, swung on a miss, evens the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Rams on every base. Reese Mangers still on the hill for the Titans. 1-1 pitch coming to Bryce. Outside corner, ball two. Tristan Burks awaits on deck for head coach Brett Renelet and the Tenora Rams. Runners take their lead from all bases. 2-1 pitch coming, swung on, little tapper back to the on-deck circle, picked up by Burks. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Mangers with the sign, Bailey in the box. 2-2 pitch coming to Bryce. Breaking ball stays high. Called strike three. Bryce down looking for out number two. Looked a little high.
I wasn't really considered high.
Tristan Burks, Rams' last hope, steps in.
Come on, Burksy.
Trailing 13-8. Bases still full of Rams. Now two outs, however. Mangers, lefty throws high and away. Ball one. Burks, the ninth Ram to bat this inning. 1-0 pitch coming. High, got the call. One ball, one strike. Spicella on deck. Started all this. One ball, one strike. Pitch coming to Burks. Inside corner. Stays inside. Two balls, one strike. Rams down to their last out. Trailing 13-8. But bases full of Rams. 2-1 pitch from Mangers to Burks coming. Stays a little bit low. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. No place to put Burks. Spicella, then Ben Mendez awaits. 3-1 pitch coming from Reese Mangers. High ball four. Another run across for the Rams. Marcus Grubb trots across for run number nine. 13-9. Tying run is at the plate. Rams have batted around here in the bottom of the seventh. M-Thurn at third. Takes the lead. Pitch outside. Strike one call. Oh, one pitch. Oh, he is hit. Rams have cut it to 3-13-10. Mendez to the plate. Scoring was Andrew M'Thurn.
Yeah, we just kept going one inning, and then we'd get a couple, and then we'd play one more.
Runners take their lead. Bases full of Rams, trailing by 3-13-10. Check swing by Mendez. Ball stays outside. Reese Mangers on the hill. Camaso. Burks, Spicella on the bases. 1-0 pitch coming. Steadies inside, ball two. 13-10. Rams with five here in the bottom of the seventh. Runners take their lead. 2-0 count coming. To Mendez. Outside corner, strike one.
Okay, so he hadn't played.
Head coach Sam Fisher in his first official game for the head coach of the Titans. 2-1 pitch coming to Mendez. Outside corner called strike two. Rams down to their last strike. At least the Rams did not give up this afternoon. And now this evening. 13-10. 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on. Hit center field. Little blooper. It's going to fall. Oh, it's off the glove of the center fielder. Scoring. It's Camaso. Scoring is Burks. Rams have cut it. 2-1. 13-12. Burks.
As ball ties it. How's that if you would get one past the catcher here?
Oh, my gosh.
Your catcher?
Rams actually can come back and tie or win. Max Grubb at the plate, walked and scored earlier this inning.
Is he better than the other one, or is he always the one that does it?
Schaefer on deck, grew with the plate. Mendez at first. The only effort by Ryan Snyder out there in center, just ball tipped off his glove. Runners at first and third. 13-12. Rams with seven here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mangers still on the hill. Mangers from the left side looks at the runner at first. Mendez throws to the plate. Strike one called. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, watching, listening, whatever you're doing. Thank you, Bridget, for the score update. And thanks for the rally cry here. Runners take your lead from first and third. Pitch inside. Count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Rams with seven here in the bottom of the seventh. A trail by one, 13-12. Mangers on in relief of Davis. Lefty fires to Grube. Swung on, hit. Right side, giving chases to right fielder. Just out of his reach in foul territory. Spicello will go back to third. Mendez back to first. Max picks up the bat. Steps, gets the sign from BR. Runners take their lead from first and third. Mangers looks in. Checks the runner, fires. Foul straight back out of play. Max staying alive. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Very exciting game that actually was we thought it was kind of over with all the subs a couple innings ago. 1-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Grube down on strikes. Final here from Tenora. St. John's 13, Tenora 12 in a very exciting game. Rams rallied with seven here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Just wasn't enough. Valiant effort for head coach Brent Reynolds and the Rams. The boys did not give up playing a Division I very talented team. First win for head coach Sam Fisher of the Titans. So congratulations to Sam. Rams fall to 0-1. Titans will go to 1-0 tomorrow. Don't forget the Rams will be at Macomb. Thursday we'll be back here with the game at Fayette. No broadcast tomorrow, but we'll keep you updated as best we can. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of you. Rams fall 13-12 here. Titans with three in the first, six in the second, two in the third, scoreless in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, scoreless in the seventh. Rams, no runs up until the fifth inning. Scored three in the fifth, two in the sixth, and seven in the seventh inning to fall 13-12. We appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. We'll be back on Thursday with Ram Baseball. So have a good sports night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Tenora Rams Sports. Be sure to tune in next time when we bring you more Rams action. And follow us online at TenoraRamsSportsAudio.com or on Twitter at Tenora Rams Audio.